Macau appoints new acting director of the city's gaming regulator. The Macau government has announced the appointment of Deputy Director Leo Kai Chong as the acting director of the Gaming Inspection and Coordination Bureau, DICJ, for its Portuguese acronym. The designation was published in the Official Gazette and confirmed by Secretary for Economy and Finance Tai Kin Ip, who formalized the appointment on December 26, 2024. This interim position grants Leo, among other responsibilities, the authority to sign, on behalf of the Macau Special Administrative Region, SAR, any official records and documents related to contracts under the DICJ's scope of operations. Leo's appointment follows the reassignment of former DICJ Director Adriano Ho, who served in the role for over 4 years before being appointed as Macau Customs Commissioner on December 20, 2024. Since Ho's departure, the position of DICJ Director has remained vacant until this interim solution. Leo's experience and familiarity with the Bureau's operations are expected to provide continuity in the organization's leadership during this transitional period. Leo has a history of service within Macau's regulatory and legal framework, and began his tenure with the DICJ in August 2020 as a senior technician specializing in legal matters. Prior to this, he worked for a decade in various legal and public relations roles at the Office for Personal Data Protection, GPDP. His career also includes service as a judiciary police criminal investigator from 1999 to 2008. In February 2021, Leo was appointed as the DICJ's deputy director for a one-year term, which was later renewed. A new era for Macau starts now. The interim appointment of Leo coincides with broader changes in Macau's government leadership under Chief Executive Sam Hu Fai, who recently assumed office. Key appointments include O Lam as Secretary for Social Affairs and Culture, Tai Kin Ip as Secretary for Economy and Finance, and Tam Wai Man as Secretary for Transport and Works. The reshuffling of officials reflects the government's ongoing efforts to adapt to emerging challenges and maintain stability in key sectors, including gaming regulation. The DICJ is currently engaged in significant legislative and administrative tasks. This includes amendments to local gaming laws and preparations for future gaming concession tenders. These developments are part of broader efforts to modernize and enhance the regulatory framework governing Macau's lucrative casino sector. The appointment of Leo ensures that these activities continue under stable leadership during the transitional period.